problem is in using our Ezedips, because they don't celebrate or Shosabaov. Mela, they don't have the expression, so it's not really. I don't know, but nevertheless, it's always used Chamisha Shavuot. So the Farvengen is in honor of Shabbos Nachmu and in honor of Chamisha Shavuot. Those are the main two reasons. Then there is a small, other tiny, also reason, which is my Negiah, my personal Negiah, that actually tonight is my birthday. The Mela, the Rebbe, one of the takanas for the Rebbe was that you should make a Farvengen on my birthday. So I thought this would be a good opportunity. So. Time for all the nyonim, and you know, we'll have no brachas and simchas and.
Amen.
Chaim b'chaim.
Amen.
By bringing in honor of Shabbos Nachmu or Chamisha Shabbos, what can be the topic of the nyonim that you speak about? The pashtes is the chazar over. Nyonim that the Rebbe said, printed, which is there, and if it's printed and written, he didn't say it, he's saying it. Chazar over the bet that the Rebbe says, b'negei dinyan of what Nechome is, and b'negei dinyan of what Chamisha Shabbat is, b'negei the Mashiach, and this is the main thing, this is the Nechome and Mashiach, that's what we just chazar over, not to say people, so you say your own Gedanken, or tell over things from what the Fabrengen that the Rebbe said. Then the other thing, which is b'negei, like I said, this is my personal thing, when you get a birthday. So, also to say over the Shaychas to the Rebbe, which means basically, I mean, people who are younger don't have that, but the people who are a little older know that when you think of your birthday, the first thing that comes to your mind, about it comes to your mind that you're, this is the day you were born, but the first thing comes to your mind, what comes into your Zikorein? Going into Yechidus. Because that was by the Rebbe that your birthday went into Yechidus. So if the Chlal, it says that you should misbeinen from time to time of the time went into Yechidus, this is a Fabrengen, but Yechidus is something more powerful. So on the day of a birthday, Dafman Zichas. So that's something also that was thinking in my mind, that this is to remind ourselves, remind myself, that the Fabrengen, the Yechidus that you, I went into Yechidus and different maybe Vetta that the Rebbe said. So that's basically the theme of Abrengen in this time for this reason. And first of all, that's Zacha making the Abrengen for Yimeledis is something. There are 10 minhagim that the Rebbe made Yimeledis. I don't know if anybody remembers that when the Rebbe spoke about the Tovshin Memches, when he made, first he spoke about the Rebbe's birthday, and then he spoke about the Achon Shel Pesach Bariches, what the Yimeledis is. And in the end, was printed 10 minhagim of Yemeledes. Rebbe made Poshet minhagim Yemeledes, and then they gave it out. Look, you have anyone, the younger guys, this is made like on parchment paper. Minhagim Yemeledes, it says here, I don't know if people could see, minhagim Yemeledes, and 10 minhagim. And if I remember correctly, I can't say 100%, but I think what happened then, I wasn't in Yorga, but I was involved in all of these things. So I think what happened was, that when they gave in to the Rebbe to be Magia, the Minhagim Yemeledes, it's printed in the Sikha of Achon Shel Pesach Tov Shem Memches, in Sefer HaSichos Tov Shem Memches, look at the end of the Sikha, Achon Shel Pesach, there's a special Sikha for Yemeledes, the end of Yemeledes, and then at the end there is the 10 Minhagim. I think when they gave in the Rebbe to be Magia that, there was only 9. There were 9 Inyonim that came out, it's all taken, side where the Rebbe writes Magim Yem, aside from the different Sikhas, letters, came out that with Minhagim. And the Rebbe added one. So besides the fact that he added one, because he wanted that to be part of the Minhagim, by stories, it turned out that it should be 10. 10 is Ashleimus HaMispur. I see, he said, Aseres HaDibres, Aseres HaMamores, 10 here, 10 Minhagim of Yemeledes. And it's like you could like to keep as much as you can. So one of them is to make a Fabrengen, and the reason for a Fabrengen is, I don't know if the Rebbe writes it here, I didn't look at this now, here. Let me read it. Larech Isvada Shel Simcha. But here it doesn't say, but the Rebbe said that one of the reasons in the Sichas he said is so that good to friend, that friends should be able to wish you. Vinchton, and Ayid Vinchton, that is Mekuim. So that's it. I just mentioned the Rechaga. But in the Gei Bechlau, what the union is to discuss what the Rebbe has to say Bechlau. In the Gideon of Shabbos Nachmu and Chamisha Shabbat. Now, Chamisha Shabbat and Shabbos Nachmu have a lot in common. even though Shabbos Nachmu is the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av, and Chamisha Asar B'Av is a separately. Hayom Teim Mitzvot Chamisha Asar B'Av Kiyum HaKippurim. But the whole thing in Chassidus, and the Rebbe explains it to Proteus, that the union of Chamisha Asar B'Av is connected to Tisha B'Av. In other words, like this, I'll just say over, this is Kuda Namai, but the Maimer that I said actually in Shul tonight. So the Nakuda is, Rebbe brings from the Maimer of the Rebbe Rashab, who brings from Pri Eitz Chaim, that the reason why Chamisha Asar B'Av is such a yontif, because it's Chamisha Asar B'Chedesh. Chamisha Asar is Kaim Asira B'Ashlamusa, the 15th day of the month, that's when the moon is full. And since Yidden are compared to the moon, they mean the Levana, and we count our year by the moon, so it represents the Yidden. So when Kaim Asira B'Ashlamusa represents the Yidden B'Shlamus, when the Yidden are B'Shlamus, which is when Mashiach will come. So that's why Tesvav B'Av is so special, because it's Kaim Asira B'Ashlamusa, the month, the day of the month which the moon is full. But the Rebbe Shab asked the Kasha, the Rebbe brings the Maimon, the Rebbe asked the Shaila, if it's because Tesvav B'Chedesh, why Dafke Av? Should be every month, should be Tesvav, should be a Yontif. The Pale Mamish, only Tesvav Nisan is a Yontif, Pesach, and Tesvav Tishrei is a Yontif. But the other Tesvav is not. And then the Kasha is even stronger. Even Lagabe Tesvav Nisan and Tesvav Tishrei, Mashme that Tesvav Av is even greater than them. Because the Lashon in the Mishnah is, Le'hoyu Yomim Tevim Le'Yisrael Chamisha Asar B'Av. There was no Yomtev, means the other Yomtev are not like Chamisha Asar B'Av. Why is the Maile? They're also Tesvav. What's the Maile? And in the Kuda, the Rebbe says, and this is written in the Sichas, this is one of the main Kudas that the Rebbe has when the Gei Chamisha Asar B'Av, that what's the reason why Taka Chamisha Asar B'Av is Chamisha Asar B'Chlal is a big special day? Kaim Asir B'Ashlamusa. What's so special of Kaim Asir B'Ashlamusa? The specialty is because the Levana was small. That's a Yerida, got smaller and smaller. And by a Yerida, the Tachlis is Yerida Tzerech Aliyah. And Tesvav in the month is the Aliyah after the Yerida. And since it's an Aliyah after the Yerida, and Yerida Tzerech Aliyah should be greater than before, so Tesvav represents a very high Aliyah, should be higher than before. And for that first statement, that when the Aliyah, the Yerida is very big, the Aliyah after it is even bigger. The worse the Yerida is, the greater the Aliyah. And since which month has the greatest Yerida? Of, because of Tisha B'Av. So the Aliyah after Tisha B'Av is the greatest Aliyah. And therefore, Tesvav B'Av is the greatest Yontif, because the Tesvav of Kaim Asir B'Ashlamusa after the Yerida of Tisha B'Av is the greatest. And then the Rebbe goes on more in the union of Tesvav, why Tesvav is such a great thing, Shaychus to Mashiach, is Tesvav B'Av. The Rebbe goes in because Tesvav is Yutke, Mashiach will come, there'll be Yutke, not Yutke, Vovke, be two Yutkes, the whole Arichas there, the Rebbe's Mazder. But then the Rebbe has an interesting Shaila. If we compare the Aliyah that we have, Tesvav, that represents the Aliyah of the Samikdash HaShlishi, the coming of Mashiach, to the fact that the Levona also has an Aliyah on Tesvav, Luchur, it's not the same. The Levona didn't change Tesvav. There was, when there was a Yerida, it wasn't the Pshat, there was no Levona. And on Tesvav, you get the Levona. What happened before is, the Gilui of the Levona was not there. Just you couldn't see it. When the Levona was small, got smaller and smaller, until it got completely, you couldn't see it at all. The Levona isn't there. The Lavana is, you could see. It's there, but you couldn't see. So if you couldn't see, the only thing that happened on Tesvav, by the time you get Tesvav, now you could see the whole Lavana. So it's not really something new that's happening. So how do we compare that to the union of Chamisha Asar B'Av, when there will be the Gilui of Mashiach? It's not going to be just a Gilui of something. It'll be seemingly a new thing. It'll be such great Gilui that will be great Gilui, but it's not something that's there before. You just couldn't see it. Now you'll see it. It's a new thing that's going to happen. And since in Torah, everything is meduyik, so it has to be together. So the Rebbe says that the truth is that even by the Beis Hamikdash, it's also only going to be the Gilui of it. Because Be'etzem is there from before. From the moment the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, from that moment on, it says in Medrash, Nevat Mashiach Shel Yisroel. So B'meila, the union of Gilui, the union of Mashiach, what Mashiach represents in the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi, already happened then. Elamite was Behelim. And it had to be Behelim. If it wouldn't be Behelim, you couldn't have the Churban. So it was Behelim. And what's going to happen? Mashiach will become this Gala. So it's Mamish. It fits exactly to the way it was, the way it's in the Moshul. That it's only the union of Gilui that we're missing, and that Gilui we're going to get just by the Levana. Now, that's in the Maimer. In the Fabrengen, of that Fabrengen, what the Rebbe explained was, he said, why do we make Rabbi the Levana itself? Why do we make such a big fuss? Yesvov, Kaim Mesir Bashlamus, a big thing, when really this Kasha. See, in the Maimer, he has the Kasha, how does it fit to the union of Mashiach? And he answered, it fits. But there he has Bechlal. Why do we make such a big fuss over it when really nothing changed? The Levana is the same Levana, just we can't see it. Now we could see it. But it's not something that is be'etzim essentially different that comes kaim mesir b'shalz. Before there's a big problem, the Levana is small, and now the Levana becomes big. Nothing happened here. And in the Kud that the Rebbe said, which just fits to everything that the Rebbe Bachal saying, said, the tachlis of everything is to bring gilui. To bring the tachlis of a yid is to bring gilui lekusim to the world. The tachlis of everything is gilui. And if it's a levona is there, the mitzias is there, but there is no giluyin that comes from it, there's no light that comes from it, it's missing the main point. And therefore, when you're able to have the light from it, that's an important point. That's why you make such a big fuss. And that fits to Bechlau, the Rebbe said, the whole union of a yid is to bring light into the world. The kavana of Arav Belt is bringing dira b'tachteinim. If you can't do it, then you're missing the point. The whole point is Neiris Lahoyer, to bring the air, and if that can't be done, it's not. It's Alderich. I'm just saying Alderich, what the Rebbe explained in Geya, Gimel Tammuz. Gimel Tammuz versus Yud Beis Tammuz. Yud Beis Tammuz is the Yont of the Chagagula. But the Rebbe said, Be'etzem, we should make the Chagagula, we should make Gimel Tammuz. Because Gimel Tammuz, he was freed from jail, and he was freed from the Psak Din of Death Chas V'Sholem. Hashenki, Yud Beis Tammuz. Avada, he was in Kastrama, he was limited, but still, he wasn't in danger, his life wasn't in danger, so we should make Yontif Gimel Tammuz. And the Rebbe said, Takach Sidim should make that as a Yontif. But, why didn't the Rebbe, he said, why didn't the Friedrich Rebbe make it into a Yontif? Bechura, that should be the Ika Yontif. So he said, from the Rebbe's point of view, when he was in Kastrama, and he was limited, he couldn't do his work of being Mefitz Yadus and Mefitz Chassidus, etc., etc., then to him, he's missing the main point. And when he was freed from Kastrama, and now he's free to continue doing what he does, that's the book, that's the day. Because from his point of view, and the Rebbe said, this is the hero we take from here, that that's the Tachlis. I'm saying, so the same idea the Rebbe said here also, that the Tachlis is that the Levona shines, it gives off light. If it doesn't give off light, it's more or less like it's not there. It doesn't have a tachlis. And that's the union of Chamishosar Bo'ov that the Rebbe explained what's the ma'id of Chamishosar Bo'ov, which is the same thing as Shabbos Nachmu. Nachmu is also, what's the Nechome? He said Chamishosar Bo'ov is the Nechome and the Tisha Bo'ov. The Tisha Bo'ov was the Yerida, this is the Aliyah. And the Nachmu is also the Aliyah that comes. So it's more or less the same thing, but different dargis. Obviously, you have to know exactly after Chassidus what's the difference in Nachmu and the Rebbe even connects it, not in this way, but in different sikhs, connects it to Nachman twice. Because when Mashiach will come, it'll be everything will be kafel. So it's double Nachome, which is connected to the next one of the next haftarahs, Anecha Nechum Nachemchem. Which, by the way, there's an interesting word that the Rebbe said from the Avudraham. Everyone knows this word, but you know, it's good to repeat it from the Avudraham. But the Rebbe said this many times, look at the Sikhas, but he said this many times. The Avudra is some interesting word, but Negei the Shivin in Nechemte, Negei the seven Haftairas of Nechome. First Haftaira is Nachmu Nachmami. Then comes the Haftaira of Atei Metzi and Azavani Hashem. Then comes the Haftaira Nechi and Nechi Hum Nachemchem. And then, no, first that is see a lane of chomer, let me take a chumash and see. Here. Okay. So we have Vaschanan is Nachman Achmaami. Parshas Ekev is the Aftera. See here. Atei Metzi and Azavani Hashem. Re'ei. Let's see in here in the Ray. Okay. Aniyo Soro Lei Nechama. The next one is Nechi and Nechi Human Achemchem. That's the Shaftim. Kiseitse is. Give me a second here. Seitse is Roni Akoro. Leyalodo, and then Kiseitse and Kisove. Is the Haftarah Kumi Eiri Kibo Eirich. Then Kisovim. Seis Osis Bashem. So the Rabbi Abraham explains that the seven Haftarahs go with the Seder. First thing is, Eibusha says, Nachman Nachman Yemir Lekechem. Who's saying this? The Nevi'im, the Novi. Because he's saying, he's repeating, he says, the Eibusha says, Nachman Nachman. So he's talking to the Eden in the name of the Eibusha. So on that, that's the first Haftarah. The second Haftarah is, Vatem Betzi and Azvani Hashem. The Eden answer, you left us. Why are you sending us on the Chama through the Nevi'im? We want it from you. So that's Aschan Ekev. That, and then comes Re'ei, that the Eibishter Taka answers. In Re'ei it says that the Eibishter answers, Ani Yisora Loi Nechoma. You're right. You are Taka, the Nechoma Taka is not a Nechoma. Because that's not enough. So first he says, Ani Yisora Loi Nechoma, sorry. First he says, Nachma Nachma Ami. Then he says, the Yidin say that it's not good enough. The Eibishter says, you're right. That's the next one, Ani Yisora Loi Nechoma. Then comes Shaftim, where he says, and therefore, what's going to happen? Anechi anechi hu menachemchem. I'm going to be menachem you myself. That's anechi anechi. Then after that comes two, where the Eibush, the next two is different to nechames because it's anechi anechi is twice. So the Eibush says two nechames as the next two. And Hashem, that he didn't answer. Oh, now you could be happy because now you did it. That's a vodah Rebbe, the hemshech of the seven, but it's only geared to the double, that it starts off with Nachman Nachma Ami, then it goes to Necha Necha Nachemchem, and it's all this is the Nechomet that the Eden gets from the Eibishter. Now, I just want to mention the geir Shabbos Nachmu, the emes is that Shabbos Nachmu, the Rebbe didn't forbring so often Shabbos Nachmu. Later on, when if I bring every Shabbos, obviously, after Memches, if I bring every Shabbos, if I bring Shabbos Nachmu also. But till then, Shabbos Nachmu was not from those Shabbos. There were times that he did, but not so often. Amol wasn't Shabbos Chazon, he didn't forbring, and Shabbos Nachmu. Then later became that he started forbring Shabbos Chazon, also not always, but I think it comes out, I can't say, I didn't look through the Cheshbeinahs, that could be Shabbos Chazon was more often than Shabbos Nachmu. But then sometimes he would forbring Shabbos Nachmu also. So Shabbos Chazon was in the Kudah that to take Chazon is the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, to take the Nyonim of Avelis and change it over. Nachmu is Lachatchila Gilu, you don't have to work on changing it over because that's the Yon of good. But just trying to remind myself which, some of forbring, one of the forbringings I remember from Shabbos Nachmu was Tov Shechof Tes. And why do I remember from that forbringing? Because the Rebbe spoke then something interesting in Inyonim Avelt. It was a hemshech to a Fabrenge that he said had Prashas Vayigash Tov Shinchov Tes. This was when the Geya, them landing on the moon. And Shabbos Vaschanan, the Rebbe spoke about Tov Shinchov Tes. The Rebbe, they landed on the moon in Tov Shinchov Tes. Chov Tes is 1969, but the Shabbos Prash Vayigash, I think, was still before, still 1968, whatever, but Vaschanan was happier later or more. And that the Rebbe was Mamshech. What was in the Kudin that the Rebbe spoke? The greatness of them landing on the moon. So I remember the Fabring in the Shabbos Parashas of Vayigash, and the Rebbe spoke about them landing on the moon and the heroes that you have to take from it. And then Vaschana Rebbe continued. But one of the things that the Rebbe said then, and the Rebbe continued Parashas Vaschana, was Negeya somebody who claimed that this that they reached the moon is a stira to what we say in Kiddush Levana. In Kiddush Levana, we say Hashem Shanirek in Nagdechveni Yochel in Geabach, just like I'm dancing and I can't reach you, Kachlo Yuchel even Geil Vilero, no enemy should be able to touch me to do anything bad. The Shaila is, I'm ultimate gemein, they used to think that you can't reach the moon, so it makes sense. But now they reach the moon, so how could we say it? So actually, the one that really, they ever didn't mention a name for Shteitzah, but it was Shlomo Goren, Rav Goren, who was, I don't know what he was then, I think wasn't the chief rabbi yet. I think maybe he was. No, I'm not sure. Maybe he was the chief rabbi of the army, whatever he was. But he was a chosh of a person. And he wrote that this is a raya that we have to change the nusach. And he actually said that in Mesich the Seferim, there's a little different nusach. And we have to change it like there. Because you can't say, Ein Yochel in Geabach. How could you say you can't reach the moon? We see it's against the Metzias. We could reach the moon. Never mentioned, I think, Toshim Pasha Vayigash also. But this time he spoke much more. He said very sharp words. He said to show that the person doesn't know the simple pshat what we're saying, which every little kid knows. Ask any little kid, what is the taich of the words? Like we say in Kiddush Levana. The taich of the words is very simple. Just like I'm dancing to you and I can't touch you, so too no one should touch me. We're not saying you can't touch the moon. All we're saying is that you can't jump and reach the moon. That's what you can do. And that's true. And I remember the expression that Rebbe used. When der Weile noch nicht given, as I eat, the line device aboard, eat a sprung, the Krichta de Levone. It didn't happen in the meantime that Ayid, Alter Yid, should say, should give a jump. That's what we do. It says you do three jumps before you say this. And then you say, Kishem Shanirei Kevein Yochel Negeyabach. I'm dancing and I can't get to you. Kachla Yuchel Eibel Negei Bilero. And the violence, that didn't happen. So, how could you say them? But the Rebbe spoke very sharp against him. How could he write such a thing, saying that this is a nusach that's been kubal by Yidden for all the years? You're going to say that it's wrong, because he tried to cover it up by saying Sido Agirse in Mechsich the Sefer, which is a little bit different. And this is a raya that the Girse we had all these years was wrong, and we have to follow that Girse. And that's what he's talking about. That this is the Girse that we have, all the Eden throughout all generations are all saying this, and this is the right Girse. But you don't understand. You don't know simple Pshat. He spoke very saying like this. And he said, especially you should realize it, the Pshat, because you live in a place. He didn't call him by name, but he said, you live in a place where this inyan that the enemies should not be able to touch us, Lora, is important to you. You live in a place where there are enemies there. That's a throw, the enemies all around. So you should know better in the pshat what it means. Saying things like that, the Rebbe was very. Another nakuda that the Rebbe brought out, I don't know, he was Meirich in this Fabrengen. I'm mentioning because his pashas was Chanan. And this Fabrengen, he was Meirich more in the Fabrengen before, but this Fabrengen also. And then there's a letter. When the gay going up to the moon, he said that there are some people who became very mobile, very mobile. It brought them sveikis in the moon. Now that we're able to reach in the heavens, episodes, it's to reach the heavens. A simon episode. We knew the Eibishter in heaven. I don't know. So and it says Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Hashem. Voras Nosam Livniyodem. How could you do it? So the Rebbe said, Pum Faker. There's nothing new that happened here. There's nothing new that took place. It's the have the technology that we have just was a little bit another level that they took it, that they're able to go to the moon. There's no change in anything. Another Abba the Rebbe said, the more that you see in the keiches hateva, all it is using natural keiches that they developed, were able to develop, that's there to be able to reach the moon. The more you see the keiches hateva, the more forget you should see Godless Hashem. One of the things it says, how do you see Godless Hashem? When you recognize, Magodlu Masech Hashem, or Rabba Masech Hashem. What does it say in Chassidus? Look at the veld and the big welt, and look how many things there are, and all that made by the Eibishter. Wow. And the more keches you realize that there isn't Teva, the more you see the godless of the Eibishter. So that's what this is supposed to do. So, but this is also one of the things that the Rebbe spoke about in this Pashas of Eschanan. Now, in the Geya, the other thing, which again I said, which is more personal to me, but it's not personally to the punkt today, but the union of Yimeledes, as I said, that when you have Yimeledes, you remind yourself of what Yimeledes meant years ago. This was years, years before the Rebbe made the Yimeledes as a Minhoge Yimeledes, with the idea of going into Yechidus. That when you came to Yimeledes, everybody, every Bocher, or every person in Bechlau had a chance to go into the Rebbe in Yechidus. So in our eyes, in our minds, the union of Yimeledes connects to going into Yechidus. Which means when it comes to a time like that, you think about, you try to remind yourself the union of going into Yechidus. What it meant going into Yechidus. So you just talk about the feelings that one had. And what I'm going to say is not me or anybody. This is all of everybody. Knowing from the time when we were Bochem 770, how it felt when a Bocher was going into Yechidus. And these are things that you knew ahead of time because you know when your Yemeledes is. And the Seder was that the last Yechidus that's there before your Yemeledes, you would go in. Now sometimes it could have been the night before if that was Yechidus. Now sometimes there was no Yechidus at certain times. The 3 weeks there was no Yechidus. There was a certain month there was no Yechidus. And a week before Fabrengen, like before Yemestamas, before Yitzhak, there was no Yechidus. So you have to calculate and see when is the last Yechidus before my Yemeledes, and you would go in. Now, sometimes it would be for different reasons that you go in earlier. Which, like myself, my Yemeledes, like I said, is the night you'd base of, and usually I would go on Merkesh Lichus. And Merkesh Lichus, which was one of the things that the Bochim did, and so my Yemeledes happened to be in the middle of Merkesh Lichus. So I would go into Yemeledes before you'd go to Merkesh Lichus, which sometimes would come out 2 or 3 weeks before the Yemeledes. But whatever it is, every Bocher knew when he's going in. And what happened was, started the preparations for going into Yechidus. And this is something that was, you start thinking about it, a certain experience that you're able to, if you work hard on it, to experience now too, when you go to the oil. So if you want it, but it's still fought harder because we're Gashmizdika people, and we relate to, when you see it, Pshutim, when you go into the Rebbe, and you see the Rebbe sitting on his chair, and you're there with the Rebbe, that we relate to more, even though Bamas, we know when you go to the hill, this is really Yechidus. Or, I'll tell you, some people, going into the Rebbe's room reminds you even more of Yechidus, because it's mamish the place, and it's here. I know some, myself, when you go into the Rebbe's room, you get the feeling, it reminds you, those people are in New York and go very often. It loses a little bit because it becomes part of your shul where you daven. But if you don't go so often, so when you go into the Rebbe's room and you mitzayer yourself, automatically you don't have to work hard to be mitzayer. You just look at it, walk in and see the Rebbe's chair there, you're mitzayer. So it brings you back to the feeling of Yechidus. So you could do that with Achonis, but it's still not the same. But I'm just saying, but when it was really, when you went to Yechidus, the feeling was, of Achonis, you could tell on a Bocher, without knowing, you could see on every Bocher, you would see that you see he is ready to go into Yechidus. You could see that. Without knowing, the Ernstkeit, minimum days that a Bocher would make Achonis to go into Yechidus, the minimum was seven days before, a week before. And a week before would be a complete different Siyur. And the Loshen, the union of a week is written in the Friedrich Rebbe Sichus and the Rishim, it says, Machnach Chassidim, you make Achonis for 7 days. I mean, the real Chassidim made Achonis for a year. Shish Chadoshim, Hashem Anameh, Shish Chadoshim, Rapsomim, Samruki Anoshim, wrote the Loshen in the Megillah, that to go into Yechidus, you had to prepare for 6 months and 6 months in different Avedas. And the Chassidim that were prepared, they didn't go in, it's like a year, 2 years longer. But like, the Loshen is that 7 days, and you could tell on the Bocher that the Bocher is going into Yechidus the Rebbe. And this was even a simple Bocher, not the big Avedim. Because they knew that this is going into the Kedesh HaKadoshim. So the Hachonas that were there, the Ernstkeit, the Krishma Shalamita, the davening, the keeping Seder, that this was mamish, that by the time you went into Yechidus, you were mamish a caliph for it. That's how it was. It's to remind themselves, you know, how things were then when you went into Yechidus was, brings you back to the feeling of iskashvis, like the feeling of iskashvis of the Rebbe, because when you walked into Yechidus, you really felt the lotion where it says, Ano malke b'chidei. I mean, the Rebbe said that Kabrengim is Yechidus. Actually, somebody who wrote to the Rebbe after Yechidus stopped that he wants to go into Yechidus. And the Rebbe wrote, Vada yinig keminig anash bizmano achrein, shenichnosim li yechidus beis haisvadis. For sure, you're going to behave like the minig of anash now, that you go into yechidus during Fabringen. And there are many people that got answers before they had shailas, and they would have normally asked the Rebbe in yechidus, and on the Fabringen that you came, they got answers to the shailas. That happened. So that was zecha for it. Then you had dollars. Going by dollars was even more personal. But it's still different. It's still not the same. Standing in front of everybody, going for a second, they give you a dollar. I'm not talking about the Rebbe. Mitzad Rebbe, it's all the same. The Rebbe Dashpo is all the same. But Mitzad us, I'm talking Mitzad us, Gashmizniki people, that we relate only to Gashmiz. We don't relate to things that, you know, because we're not such big people. So Mitzad us, that's not the same. But going to Yechidus was something that was the feeling that you got and the achonas that people made, they felt that they're going into the Kedesh HaKadoshim. Like it says in the Natomim, there I think it's Shmuel Eber Isaver who describes, when he went to Yechid, when his father told him, a whole long Arichas, he came from Homla, and I think I mentioned it once before in Fabringas, and it came out, and his father tried to explain to him, what's so special about it? And he starts explaining that we used to have a Beis Hamikdash and there was Gilui Lakuz there, etc., etc. And now we don't have it. And the only place now, which is like the Kiddush HaKadoshim, is the Rebbe's room. And the Rebbe is in the Kiddush HaKadoshim, like the famous story with the Baal Shem Tov also. Yeah, I think I mentioned it once before. And that's the feeling that you actually physically got to feel it. And it lasted for a long time. It didn't wear off. Not the pshat, you went to Yechidus and it lasted for a while. It didn't wear off. For months, it felt. So it doesn't last to that same gishmak the whole time. But for a long time, it was there. That every time, remember, every time that you would look at the Rebbe, by Mincha Ma'ariv, the Rebbe only Dam Mincha Ma'ariv, then upstairs, in Dam Shach was a minion, or by Kriyas HaTorah when he would come, and you'd look at the Rebbe, there was a different outlook. You'd look at completely, no, looking at a certain, you see Gilui Elokus, you would feel it. That's how you would feel, and that's connected to your Miletus. When I say over sometimes some things which I had when I went to Yechidus, just to review for myself. Remember before when I went to Miletus for my 18th birthday. Now those days, not every bar mitzvah bocher put on a minatam tefillin. Used to be a mol, even in Lubavitch, they used to put on after the chasen. Then it changed, I don't know what period or when it changed to 18 years old. But even when it was 18 years old, you would have to ask the Rebbe first. You would ask the Rebbe. And most times, the Rebbe would agree. But it did happen sometimes that the Rebbe said no. Sometimes the Rebbe would ask, how often do you go to the mikveh? But then a quality would say yes. So I remember I went into my 18th birthday, so I asked the Rebbe, and I went in a few weeks before my birthday because I was going to Mekish Lichas. So I asked the Rebbe in the tzettel if I should start putting out of in Townsville, and the Rebbe said, bin geid also the shribes in our Townsville, so I should start putting up in Townsville. So I asked the Rebbe, should I wait till I become 18, or should I start putting on right away? So the Rebbe said to me, "Vos freye mit avoch, vos freye mit atog, is all besser." That the earlier with a week, earlier with a day is better. And we see, we knew that the Rebbe galt because the Rebbe wrote already in Toshin Yud, not even Toshin Yud Aleph, Toshin Yud. The Rebbe was magia. The first sichas from the first day is Sim of Shiva. So there's a horror that is about the Rebbe in the Tamsfilm, and the Rebbe writes brings quotes about the Tamsville, and he quotes from something that's, you know, hard to repeat, but it says the Beit Eitav Ayoshin writes that if you don't put the Rebbe Tamsville, you're a kakafta de limonach tfil, shvere vertes, sharp words. And the Rebbe writes, therefore, he doesn't understand why mispashan aminig and afilu bein anash, that the minig is that you don't put on right away. But nevertheless, the Rebbe never changed. Til tovshin lamet vov, which means 25 years it took the Rebbe to decide to change it and make the minig that a bar mitzvah bocha should put on Rebbe in the town from the day of his bar mitzvah. And when he said that, when he made the whole thing about it, he meant that from the day of his bar mitzvah. But the 2 months before, not. Then there's a sikha that the Rebbe wrote to Mas Magi, and then there's a hora there that you should start together with Tashas Tfil. In other words, if it, like it says in Minhogim, that you start Tashas Tfil 2 months before your bar mitzvah, you should put it up in the Tam Tfil also. So we saw right away, we knew the whole time that the Rebbe Gehalten that you have to put it up in the Tam Tfil. But nevertheless, the Rebbe didn't change the minig, and the minig was that you put it up in the Tam Tfil when you're 18. A little bit, this was a mile that it came to Tovshin Chovhev and the Rebbe down for the Omid. I said this over, I don't remember if I said it by one of these Fabringas or Yeshiva, I don't remember, that when it came to Shchedish, the Rebbe didn't down for the Omid. We didn't know what the Rebbe is going to do, because he said Kaddish. So the first Kaddish, he didn't come out. Didn't come out. The Kaddish before Heidu, he didn't come out. We take a wonder right away, what's he going to do? Because he's missing a Kaddish. He doesn't come out. Maybe he'll come out to the Kaddish, go back into his room, and come out later to Kaddish to another Kaddish. The Pele didn't come out to Kaddish, to that first Kaddish. And what he did was, when he came to Mincha, before he started Ashrei, he said Mishnayis again and made up the Kaddish. Anyway. But what we were wondering, what is he going to do when Geyer, he's going to come out, I guess he would come, but he didn't daven the Shachar of the Minyan, he would come out, the Rebbe would come out to Kris HaTeire. But since he was saying Kaddish, he had to come out right before Kris HaTeire to when they said, after Hallel, the Minyan said, the Yom, the Rebbe would have to say Kaddish. And then it's Kris HaTeire. So the Rebbe came out to the time when the Minyan held by the Yom, said Kaddish, stood there for Kris HaTeire. Now what's going to happen? That's what we didn't know. What's going to happen now? Because after Kriyas HaTeire, he said, Asher Volitzin, and everyone took up the tefillin, put that up in the Tam Tfil. It takes a few minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, what it takes, and then they would start Musaf. But the Rebbe doesn't have to be there till the Kaddish of Enkel Akeinu. So what would we do? What would the Rebbe do from after Kriyas HaTeire, after they put the Sefer Teire back, till that? It's going to take 10-15 minutes. So when the Chazan is saying the Chazor HaShatz or the Davening is one thing, but the time in between, what's going to happen? The time in between, the Rebbe finished saying Kaddish and they finish the Vavotziyim. Everyone is going to start putting on the Tams film, taking off the film, putting it up in the Tams film. It's going to take time. The Rebbe is going to stand there. We didn't know what to do. Didn't know if he's going to go out. So the truth is, Chever in my class was still not 18 then. So we didn't put on a Mentams film. So that was the Eitzah. The Eitzah was that as soon as I looked in, everyone us ran out to the room, took up the film, the Asher's film took, 10 seconds, 20 seconds to take it off, and run right back, and the Chazan would start right. We get a Chazan to start right away. Shmenesre. Say Kaddish and start Shmenesre. So the Rebbe should not. So there was a mile that turned out by us not putting on a Rebbe in Tams film. But Lapel, it was because we were not 18. So when I asked the Rebbe when they gave me a Tams film, he said, I should put on, and he said, Vos freye mit atog, tavoch freye mit atog is besser. And he said that I should have my own to make sure, because if you don't have your own, you could forget. Lapel mamish, in the first few weeks, one day I forgot to put on a Rebbe in Tams film. So used to it, I forgot. So when Yechidus the next year, my 19th birthday, I wrote to the Rebbe, Yechidus, that I forgot to put on one day in the beginning, I forgot to put on Rebbe in the Tam Tfil. So what should I do? I don't remember the lashon I used, it's a tikkun or whatever. So the Rebbe answered me, said, "Benigeya, this for the Schreibst, I get in Tamsville." So he said like this: first of all, since you say it was in the beginning, when you started putting on, not so bad. Didn't I choose what he means, but I understand what he means. What's the problem not putting on? For 5 years after my bar mitzvah, I didn't put on, right? So there's another day I didn't put on. Why is it even a fuss? The answer is, because when you start putting on, it's like a neder. You have to put it on now, because you took upon yourself to put on. So that's what the Rebbe said. In the beginning, is because it was in the beginning, it's not so bad. He didn't use the word because it's not a neder yet, but still, he said still in the beginning, which makes sense. That's what I think he meant. So it's not so bad, he said. And then he said, what you should do is you should learn in Nigla, the Hilchas Tefillin again. So Chazar over Hilchas Tefillin in Alter Aruch. And he said, how you write the Aleph Beit, how you write the letters, and that's what he meant. And that's in Nigla, and Chassidus, you should learn the Maimorim that deal with Tefillin. That'll make up. That's what he told me. That's the next Yechidus, the year later, in the Geir Reina Tam's film. The other thing he would say, the way it comes out, the Kviyas, that many times it comes down on Friday. It's a common Kviyas that should be on Friday. So whenever I went in Yechidus and the Yom Ledes was Friday, so the Rebbe, besides the things, the regular things that the Rebbe would say, Yom Ledes usually would say, we should have an Aliyah the Shabbos before, and you should get stuck here for Shachas and Mincha on the day. We should be Mesiv Shir and Niglan Chassidus on that day when they would give the bracha. So in addition to all that, this, we call it the standard stuff, if you want to call it standard stuff. The Rebbe also would say, and he told this to me a few times, that because your Yom Ledes is Friday, make sure to be Meir the Seder on the day of Yom Ledes. They said, because it comes on Friday, which seems to be saying that it means that Be'etzem, it's not that gefährlich if you don't do it on Friday, because otherwise you got to do it on Friday anyway. It does say you should do it on Friday, at least before the meal of Shabbos, whatever. But on the other hand, there's a mile, a big thing in doing it on Friday. So that's what he said, to do it on Friday. So that's another inyan of Yechidus that the Rebbe said. One of the Yechidus, and 1 year I went to camp also. I went to Merkesh, I went to camp. So when I went to Yechidus, before I went to camp, because you days are in the middle of camp, so I wrote to the Rebbe, I'm going to camp. I was going there to be together with Rabbi Galitsky. It was a Toshin of Zion, I think. Rabbi Galitsky, we were both learning directors in Gan Yisrael, in Swan Lake. This was before Sparksville. So I wrote to the Rebbe, I'm going. So the Rebbe said to me, Yechidus, he said, David the first in camp. So Zen machen Ashir and Chassidus with the counselors. You should make Ashir and Chassidus with the counselors. Now the problem is that it's totally in other people. You have to have people who want to hear the Shir, who want to learn the Shir. So actually, those years there were still counselors, not Lubavitcher. Bochrim from other yeshivas, Litvish Bochrim, who came as counselors. So actually, they were the ones that really happy to learn Shir and Chassidus. I had a Shir and Chassidus with these counselors. So this is just to be remembering of time when you went into Yechidus. Well, the personal Shaykh said that it comes to Yom Ledes, since it's connected to Yechidus, reminds you of the personal. Remember Toshin Lamed Dalet. I don't think I ever said this over. It was a feeling I had. Toshin Lamed Hey, the yeshiva started in Toshin Lamed Dalet. Yeshiva here. For Tishrei Toshin Lamed Hey, what happened was, Rebbe wanted we should divide the Bochrim. There was only Shluchim then. Another two Bochrim. So the Rebbe wanted that the first half of Tishrei, half of the Bochrim should go. And the second half, and they should come back for the second half. And the second half, and he said one is from Shabbos Mevorchim till after Yom Kippur, and the other, and they should go back, and then from Yom Kippur till after Simchas Torah, the other group should come. So that's what we did. And there were mainly only two Hanhola members then, myself and Reb Leizer Teitelbaum. So we decided that we're going to do the same thing. You have to have some, even though they're shluchim and they're actually very mature chassidish emes gute bochim, that they don't really need somebody, but still, no, we felt it. So we divided, made a girdle. I got the first half, even though I really wanted the second half. I wanted the second half. The pill, the girdle came out the first half. So I came for Shabbos Mevorchim, for Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur. I was supposed to go back for the second half. And Rabbi Teitelbaum Leizer was supposed to come. The pale mamish, and it came to go back. I just couldn't bring myself to go back. To go back for Sukkot and Simchas Torah, to go back to Miami. Now the Bochim, Metzuva Ve'emed, so they went back. Another group came. So remember, I had gotten some phone calls and I called Rabbi Teitelbaum and I said, you come back, you come here. Do I really have to come back? The bottom line is, I didn't go back. And I stayed. And it bothered me so much because I knew I probably did the wrong thing. I should have gone back. But I remember Simchas Torah, and I had my place by Simchas Torah right in front by the beam of the Rebbe. And I'm standing there and every time I looked at the Rebbe, with my stomach went because I knew this is wrong. And I'm standing. And then when they made an announcement, you know, they gave out a kofis and they made an announcement who should be. So they said, the Orchim from Miami. So I started going from there, started pushing and I turned around and the Rebbe gave a look at me and gave such a smile. In other words, just to show the Rebbe, to make someone feel, take away, you know, the feeling from that moment on, it was okay. I didn't have that feeling anymore because Mama, she gave such a look, and I looked back, I was going, turned around to look, and he looked at me, not only a smile, made something like that with his head, smiled, made like that. I think that ever, you know, went into the Emek HaNefesh, and in other words, make a yid feel good. Anyway, going back to the real thing, this is all my expressing my personal things for bringing. But going back to Shabbos Nachmu and Chamisha Sebaov, which all the theme of the union of Mashiach, which by the Rebbe, this was his whole life and everything, is Lohavi Kogil Mechayach Lohavi Mesa Mashiach. And it by the Rebbe, you had two opposites. On one hand, there's so many biurim in Chassidus and in the Sichas. The mile of Golis. The greatness of Golis. And in the Golis, you could see the Gula. And at the same time, the Rebbe was saying, how could he go with the Golis? He can't have it. It's both. In the Golis, you have to see it. And the whole beer of the Rebbe in the Gea, where it's also Farbun ben Nachmo, the Sivam Sichtemakis, which everyone knows about, but just this chazar over the word, when Rabbi Akiva was Masachik, when they came to the Bisamikdash and they were crying, the Chachamim, and he was Masachik, and they asked him, why you're smiling, or why you never used the Lashon of one of the Fabrengis, when he had Sivam Akis, he never used the word laughing. Rabbi Akiva Masachik, he said, Rabbi Akiva, bekvelt, ongekvelt. Bekvelt means, I don't know, I say it in English, kvelt is not laughing. Felt is enjoying or something like that. So the Rebbe explains, so he asked them, why are you crying? So they said, why we're crying? Why are you smiling? Or why are you? So he said, because I know that this proves to me that the nevuah of the Geula is going to come true. But with Rebbe's Masvet, not only he said that, what he meant was he saw in the Churban, he saw the Geula. He saw the truth. So looking it back, the same thing by the Rebbe, he saw in the Churban, he saw the Geula. So why is the Geula so important? So it's both. He said many times, by the Rebbe in the Sichas, this is the combination of two opposites, which are not really two opposites, by the Rebbe, that's an Inyan Ikri, in a lot of the Sichas. The higher and the lower, and the Ruchnis and the Gashmis, Shemayim and Oras, all this, and this also. You have, if you really see in the Golis, you see the Gula, you really see it, not just we say it also. We don't see it. But if you really see it, then why do you really want the Gula? If you really see in the Golas, you see the Gula. It's al derech, the word, the story that the Maggid sent somebody to Rabbi Zusha, and Rabbi Zusha said, I don't know why he sent him to me, I never had anything bad, because he had so much tzara, so much yisurim, but to him he saw everything good. That's a pshat, that tzaddik v'tevlei, it's tzaddik gomer, the tzaddik gomer sees the good in everything. But maybe by him taka, he never realized that the chaler is bad. So if that's what it is, so by the Rebbe, you see, he saw the like he said, the aleph in the gela, he saw the geula. So one thing is for others, because others don't see, but even for him, upon him, that's some a shayla how it works. But Lapel by the Rebbe, like, yeah, he saw the geula, and that's brought him taka to really need the geula, even though he saw whatever the hasbara is. I don't know, that everyone should think. But this is what Shabbos Nachmu is, this is what's so. We have to make achlotes, and yeah, kotten b'teichom, especially achlotes, to add more in learning and davening, is kashrus, and that will definitely hasten the coming of Mashiach. We'll see the Rebbe again, and we'll see the Gula Shleima. L'chaim, l'chaim. Rabbi Frankfurter, Zay Mamshich.
I'm not going to speak a lot, so don't get too comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Just want to wish you, everyone else is muted, but in everyone's name, I want to wish you Shnas Hatzlocha, Begashmus, Baruchnis, Yarechem HaMamlachte. And as I said before, that is a Mitzudosa Prus, I'll call, call Kadar Aretz.
Yeah, with this.
Well, with the Zoom, everybody's thing. Just two things. You mentioned the Sicher, the Rebbe spoke on the Rebbe since Yom Haledes. So I was in Crown Heights at the time. The Sikh was in the morning. It was after. Yeah, that's Sikh. So I was walking in Kingston, and then the sign went on. So I walked into Amefitz, the old store, before they renovated it. And he had it on loudspeaker, so I heard the Sikh over there in the store. The Sikh with Yom Haledes. And I had, for the Tefillin Abin Tam, I had the same thing also. It was a letter that I got from the Rebbe. I was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and I made the mistake. I was still a young bach. I made a mistake to check in my tefillin. And the luggage got lost. It got delayed. And I was not in the Lubavitch place, and I couldn't find Abin Tam. I borrowed Rashi's tefillin. I couldn't find Abin Tam's tefillin. So I missed that day. And so I wrote to the Rebbe. That was the answer I got also from the Rebbe in the letter. But I didn't know the loophole about being young. I was still 14, maybe. It was, I don't know if it 14, 15, maybe.
No, now it's different.
I understand. It was a bit later, but I was still right when I studied somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, in my time, when you didn't do it, it's only because you accepted upon yourself. Now it's not there. It's there. You have to do it.
I understand. But the Rebbe didn't tell me that solution. But, so that's it. Tonight is you.
Wasn't there a maestro with a vision of the chassid over there? They have a minig to by the chasna they put on Ben Tam. They have a tongue to put it by mitzvah. There was a whole maestro. I don't remember the whole maestro. And he had miracles. So a vision of the chassid came by the Rebbe, and the Rebbe told him, and he should put it on before his chasna. And that was a whole maestro. I think that was a good thing. Anyway, okay. Yeah. So maybe someone remembers. Okay.
Shapiro, you mentioned that Sikha about Rabbi Akiva is a very first Yom Haledes Sameach, Mazel Tov, Shnas Hatzlacha. And thank you for agreeing to open up the share of your wisdom and your thoughts and inspiration with everyone out there.
Put me on the spot. I have to be careful what I say.
No, sister, they don't have to be careful. You know, feel back vamped. You know, this is a nash here. This is a, no, you know, it's a. It's okay. Nobody's gonna come see you for anything. Don't worry. But that sicha is been. I think it's a very interesting sicha. But if you want to share with us a little bit more about that sicha, because the Rebbe asked some very interesting question. Why Rabbi Akiva asked them, "Bechlal, why they're crying?" and you know, what is the Avamina, why they're crying, and the Rebbe's explanation. If you, I don't know if you could elaborate a little bit more about the Tzicha, it would be greatly appreciated. It's a very, very Geshmaka Tzicha.
Okay, when Rabbi Frankfurter finishes,
I'm finished. I'll
continue, and then...
No, that's it, that's it. That's it. Tonight, no, for sure not. Go on.
Yeah, but you said, Rabbi Erichman, you're right. Rebbe asked the Shaila, what was the Shaila that he asked them? They asked him, Lomat the Masachik, that's understood. What is that to smile about? But he asked him, Lomat the Beichim, he didn't know. He didn't know why they're crying. He didn't know the Chumash said Migdash. And the Rebbe even says in the Sikha there, the Gemara tells us first that he was Tor Kriya when he came there, when they came to save him. So he himself Tor Kriya. So he knows when he did it, he forgot about the Churban. What's his Shaila, the crying? And he asked the Shaila and both on the first story of the Gemara with Hamein and Shalemi, and the second one. So then the Kuda that the Rebbe says in the Sikha there, if I remember correctly, is that he knew, but the Shaila is the Chilul Hashem that's there. That's what bothered him. When they asked, when he said Lo Matem Beichim, why is that? What's the Shaila? No, I have to remind myself. What was the Negei? The first thing that Rebbe said. That was the Chilul Hashem. What was the second thing when he said Loma Atem Beichim? Someone remind me. Just what was the Shaila?
No, you're right. About the Chilul Hashem, that would bother them. Let me ask you to ask the, what really bothered them, and that they were crying, and they said because Rabbi Akiva is all Koman David Achaman al Tavovid. It's all for good. Everything is for good. But they said what bothered them is still the Chilul Hashem. So yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's the word. The Chilul Hashem is happening now. And the Shaila that Rebbe makes there is a Chilul Hashem of now, but because of that, later is going to be better. What is Gever? It's a word actually in Nigla there also. What is Gever? When you have a Shaila of Heve and Osid, when you have a Stira, which one is stronger? The now or the Moshe in Halacha? The Rebbe brings the example in Halacha. If somebody comes to Tzem Gedalia, and the doctor says to somebody that if you're going to fast Tzem Gedalia, today you could fast. But I'm telling you, you won't be able to fast Yom Kippur. What should he do? Now, Tzem Gedalia is only the Rabbanon. Fasting Yom Kippur is a Deraisa. Now, the Deraisa is much stronger than the Rabbanon. So if you have a conflict of the Deraisa and the Rabbanon, how do you have to do the Deraisa? But the Chiluk is here, the Rabbanon is now, and the Deraisa is going to be later. So you have two ways to look at it. You can look at it one way like this. Now I could fast. Aloch is fast. Because when Yom Kippur will come, you won't be able to. Or we say no, we take now in consideration what's going to be later. Or like a bris, if later, it's reason magdim in the mitzvahs, but if later you're going to have a bigger crowd, the Reivam had the smelach. So the shaila is what's gaver? And that was the tutzdodim of the sikh is a long sikh, the tutzdodim of this thing. Now there's a chilul Hashem, but lapel later is going to be great giluyim. Is it kedai? So they felt, but since now there is a Chilul Hashem, so as far as they're concerned, it's no good. They were crying. And he said no. He said that because this is going to bring later to greater Giluyim, it's worth it. And the Rebbe says that Rabbi Akiva goes L'shitose. Now the places where he says the same thing, that you look at the Osid. And that's the bottom line, that Rabbi Akiva's derech was to look, to see, the Osid doesn't only mean future, it means look what's deeper inside than what you see b'chitzenius. And then they agreed. They said, Akiva Nechamtoni. But that's the bottom line that the Rebbe brings out in that Rebbeing, that and that in that Siyam HaMesich Tamakis is this Nakuda. To see in the Churban that you see. Rebbe Zakasha, he said, if I wouldn't see this, I wouldn't know if the Nebuah of the Gula would become true. And also, anyway, a lot of protim in this. If I remember correctly, and I'm not sure if this is the one, but the Rebbe made a Siyam HaMakis. If anybody knows which year this Fabrengen is from, to see if what I'm going to say is it fits. Maybe it wasn't this. I have to know. But on one time when the Rebbe made a Siyum HaMakis, the Rebbe's mother said to somebody that this, nobody even made a hanoche from that, and the Rebbe said how much keichas he put into that siyum, and how come nobody is at this kochzach in them. So we have to know if it goes on this. When was this siyum said?
Yud Shvat Tov Shen Chof Hei? Yeah.
So it can be that it's a this, because she passed away Vav Tishrei Chof Hei. So it can be that someone before when he said a siyum in his stomach. But on one of the siyum in Amakis, I remember it was Dafka Amak, maybe I'm mistaken, that she said over that the Rebbe mentioned to her, that he feels bad that no one wrote it down when he put so much keichas and it was okay. So maybe it's in the other siyum, I don't remember. I think thanks may represent this, how much, but the mile of the siyum that this brings out the Rebbe's cook and everything. This siyum brings the cook of the Rebbe. That you can see it to be a tzaki koch when he said it. Where Rabbi Akiva saw things, that he saw everything, the depth of everything, the emes of everything. And he saw the good that's in everything, he connects it to, and he said, that's what he instilled in us, how we should see the things. We should also see it like that. So he wants us to see the geula in everything, and everything is good, and at the same time, to scream, we want Mashiach now, and to Tanemis to say that we want. It's not an easy Aveda. But like the Rebbe said quite a few times, that Ayid is a Neshama, and Neshama is a Chelik Kamimal, and the Eibishter is Neisa Hofchim, so every Yid could be Neisa Hofchim, and you have these two things. He said, L'moshe, the Friedrich Rebbe, they once asked the Friedrich Rebbe, when he came out with Al-Altar Gula, and the same time, he was saying Mashiach is coming now, and he told people about schools and doing things like that. So they asked him, "How do you just said Mashiach is coming? How do you do?" So he says, "No stira. Mashiach is coming. We have to know, and the Eibishter wants us to behave in Derech HaTeva. So in Derech HaTeva, we have to take care of things and do it. So, and both have to be with an emes. That's if one would be have to be with an emes, and one has to be." Superficially, look, they're both with an emes. How could they both be with an emes? How could you see in Shabbos, in Chazon, in the 3 weeks and the 9 days, you could see the Emek Hadover, that this is the stepping stone to the Gula, and at the same time, feel so bad. How could we be in Golas and it should be like the virus? How could you be in Golas? When will this whole thing stop? However, obviously, we can't. The Rebbe Montes. This is what we're supposed to take out from a time like this. So when it comes to Nachamu or Shoshav, when it's back and dealing with the here it's already not dealing with Churban, and we have to see the Gul in the Churban. We're dealing back within the Churban. So we have to see it that way. We have to do it that way. It's
Ami Levine wishing you a Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
Should be Yarichem Lachto, which took Brius Nechona, Orichem Shadim Toivus, and everything should be good. It's a pleasure being part of your community under the Hashpois. So, Lachain.
Lachain. Anyone else want to say something? I'm not talking to saying something to me. Say something about the Gaya, the Inyonim. That were involved. This is basically getting close now to Elul. The next step is, besides after Chamish Osev Ov, is Chof Ov. And I have to tell you, from Chof Ov on, starts Elul. Many times at the end of the Fabrengen, the way I remember, from the years that I remember, the end of the Fabrengen of Chof Ov, first spoke Chof Ov and all the Inyonim. And at the end, he told to sing Avinu Malkeinu. But Mingizen, that's it. Now starts Aveda of Elul. Already Elul, and it's a different, it's another Aveda.
Didn't it start in Shabbat?
Rebbe says in the Sikha that Chof Ov, some people would make Atoros Nedorim. There's a meaning in some Svarim, make Atoros Nedorim, a Chof Ov, because it's Arboyim Yeim Kedim Yitzira Savlad. It's 40 days before Rosh Hashanah. Just like we find the Cheshbon of 40 days before Yom Kippur, from Rosh Chodesh Elul. There's a cheshbon of 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, and that's from Chof Ov. What were you going to say?
Didn't it start from Tu B'Av?
I've always said it a few times, yeah. that you could wish. He brought quoted the Munkat Shered, you could wish from Chamishah. Actually, Munkat Shered, the Rebbe said that Chamishah Osebov is the Gematria Ksiva B'Chasim HaTeva.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's there, but that's something. But Bederach Klal, it was because Chofov Devi still spoke about the oven. Yeah, he said more than once that from Chamishah Osebov you could start wishing. Yeah. So yeah, David Avel starts there also.
By the way, that sicha there that you mentioned, Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe also connect the idea nicham tana with the word nachamu twice.
Right.
But the tisha chamisha zavav is the Rebbe a lot talked to Kofzich a lot with the kolamesit min aleilis aleyamik.
Yeah, a lot. I remember the Fabrengas were came out Shabbos sometimes, and even in the weekdays there were certain Fabrengas, and just like the Rebbe would call, look at the Torah and Torah Eid, the Chassidish Parsha. There are some that every Inyan, everything, the Pagar time would learn the Inyanim of the Rebbe on that Inyan. There's so much. And, you know, see, Shari Ameyadin that gave out is a big mile. But it has like a collection of all the Sikhas, when you get all the different Yom Tevim. But when you learn the Sikhas and the different Yom Tevim, you get a different outlook. To learn Chassidus, everything is based on Chassidus. Everything is Chadash Chidushim, Epizinayek, Dargis, in Golcha Dargibet, Nisgale, in Purim, it's all from Chassidus. But he put it down in such a way that we could relate to it with Hasbara. So when you learn it in the Maimer, look at the Teira, and Maimer and Teira, and you learn about Yom Tevim, it says, it's Dargis, this is the Dargis, Tibisatik, and this is the Dargis, Harich, and this. And it tells you how the Yom Tevim are. But it doesn't really give us a look on Yom Tov, us from our eyes. Because, yeah, in Kabbalah state, we don't really know what it's talking about. That's why the Alter Rebbe said, when asked what the Sheikh will come, he said that, aha, because now we learn things and don't even understand it. Learn about Ati. Where is Ati? The Sheikh will come, we'll see. Oh, ah! Those see those. So now we don't really know, but with the Rebbe's masbir in these inyonim, brings it down, the same inyonim, brings it down in such a way that you have a different outlook on the yontif, on everything. Remember, sometimes the maimer, not of Russian, but of Erev Russian, the Rebbe would say a maimer, so it worked quite a few times. And that was masbir, was tiasis, so you would think, going into Russian, oh, now you see what Russian is. So the big chassidim used to take it from the Alter Rebbe's maimer. Like the child with the Moshe Vilenkir. I said, Russian, he was once going on a trip, and it was out of Russian, and something, they were delayed, and he's going in a wagon, and he was in the wagon together with the Radal. The Radal was Reb David Luria, he was a Litvishim from the Gdelen, and he was the Rav in Bichav Yoshan, and they were going, and they saw it's getting late. So the Radal tells the driver, stop. I will be stuck in a place where we won't have a shofar, but that's the din. You can't go chutz l'tchum to do the mitzvah of shofar. That's the din. And the Moshe Vilenker started screaming on the driver, go, schnell, go, 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 don't stop. And he said to him, where even go? So he says to Radal, he couldn't pronounce Areish. It wasn't the Alter Rebbe, but he couldn't pronounce Areish. So he said, ich habe gehört von jedem der Minion von Schäfi. Von jedem. Ich habe gehört von jedem der Minion von Schäfi. Muss er ein Schäfi? He couldn't say Reish. He called Rebbe. He couldn't say Rebbe. Schäfer, he couldn't say Schäfer. He said Schäfi. But he knew what Schäfer is. He can't. No matter what, it's going to... I don't know what the end of the story. I think they managed to get there before Yonta, whatever. I don't know. I know the end of the story. But the word is, so they took it from the adult. Perhaps I'll remind me, Masbir, the Inyonim, in Atik and Arich, in place. But to us, when you look at the learn the Rebbe's Sinyonim, Ashefer, everything, and El, it speaks to us. Anyway, the Rebbe should help him. We should take it all seriously, take it to heart, and do the right thing. Do the right thing. And Hamishah Sebovtak, you have to add in learning. And learning the Rebbe's Torah, that's Avada. No, L'chaim.